My favorite Ozzy Osbourne story, and I don't remember if it was he that told the story or if it was one of the crew guys, but he had a, in one of his concerts, he decided to have a catapult kind of behind.
Yeah.
A catapult kind of behind the band. And it was held down by these I guess, rubber...
rubber bands.
Hold downs. And it's going to be, a rubber band is going to pull the thing forward. And the catapult in the had a pocket that was filled with chicken guts. And the idea they were going to release at some point in the song, they're going to cut it loose and the catapult is going to fly forward and throw chicken guts all over the audience.
Nice.
But what happened was Ozzy ended up, they had a guitar solo or something that ran on way too long, and the rubber bands got kind of stretched and loose. They didn't have enough oomph to make the thing fly. So according to the story, the catapult flies up and kind of just drops all the chicken guts on Ozzy.
That's a good one.
It seems like a believable story.
Maybe I've told it before. Maybe I should tell my Ozzy story since people are always complaining. I don't talk about my old MTV stories.
Nobody's complaining.
No, I got an email the other day saying, hey, you need to talk more about
your some stories here. You know, your stories are the only thing we listed a show waiting for some stories from you.
Tina's great. Hey, Adam, tell the Prince story. Yeah. Tell the Madonna story. Yeah. Tell the Ozzy story. So I'll tell the Ozzy story. People have heard it, but I'll tell it again. Moscow Music Peace Festival. You know, the big CIA op. We all went to Moscow and to get the kids to love the Scorpions. Just before the wall came down, I'll just cut straight to the chase because I didn't know that at the time, but it makes a lot of sense now. So we leave from Newark Airport, and it's a crappy, I think it was a stretch 727. You remember those? Was it 727 or 737, the stretch?
No, they never. It was a 27.
727 stretch, which looks like they could snap in half at any moment.
Yeah, they were funny looking.
Yeah, and so that's what they chartered, Doc McGee. Oh, yeah, I should mention the whole reason for the concert is because Doc McGee, who managed Bon Jovi and Motley Crue at the time, his Learjet had gotten busted in Florida bringing, like, some unbelievable amount of marijuana into the country. And so they got to him and they said, hey, instead of what's that in your mouth on this picture, they said, look, why don't you organize a concert for us in Moscow and bring all your bands over there, and then we'll psyop the children. By the way, the kids in Moscow, this is 88, I think, 88, 89, have no idea who Bon Jovi or Motley Crue were. They had no idea who Skid Row was. They didn't care. You know who they knew? Ozzy. They knew Ozzy Osbourne, and they had all these bootleg cassettes that came in from Pakistan, and they knew Ozzy. So we're on the plane. It's a crappy plane. There's, you know, no one's in first class. So everyone's annoyed, and everyone's on edge. And, you know, this was supposed to be a.
So the part of the story that I didn't know before, I don't think you told that part before. Would this stemmed from a guy getting busted, yes, and the CIA coming along because they wanted to do this? They needed to do something in Moscow and they needed, yes, a front.
Yeah. No, but the whole thing
makes sense to me. It's a great idea.
The whole thing was to get the. Remember, the Scorpions were there. The Scorpions were a German band, and they had the Wind of Change, which is the only hit they ever had that they didn't write themselves. Coincidence, and so, you know, that was the Wind of Change, and that was the big anthem when the wall came down. Not but a year and a half later. So I'm there's all kinds of theories. So
there's an op involved.
There's a definite op involved. But I'm the only person from MTV who goes along. I'm like, this is dynamite. So
how come you were the only one?
Because
wouldn't somebody else want to go?
I think they only offered it to one person. And I did Headbangers Ball, so I was appropriate. You know, I was the guy. And I had the hair and everything, and you know, I don't know. I'm happy that they told me to go. I'm sure that downtown Julie Brown was not having it. She's like, no, I'm not going to go to Moscow, to Russia. of course, this was, you know, still Iron Curtain stuff. So anyway, we're on the plane.
Best time.
And this whole concert, this whole affair is billed as a anti-drugs, anti-alcohol concert. That was the front. Like, we're doing this because we're going to show we can have good, clean fun to the Russian kids.
Cute, yeah.
And we're on the plane. Everybody's hammered. They're drunk as skunks, all of them. And Ozzy was there. Geezer Butler was there. Tommy O. I mean, there was a lot of Black Sabbath was there. Whatever was still alive or barely alive. And Sharon, who at the time, this is way before the Osbournes reality show. This is way before Ozempic. And Sharon was a big roly-poly British housewife. Now, she was tipping the scales. And she's like, Ozzy. Very timid, didn't have the big mouth that she has now. And so at a certain point, Ozzy gets up and he has to go to the bathroom. He's like, and so there's a lavatory.
That's, you got his voice down.
There's a lavatory mid-section of the plane, and it's occupied because we're kind of in the back half of the plane. And so Ozzy's standing there, Sharon, and she's like, oh, Ozzy, just wait, Sharon. And what does Ozzy do? He pees his pants right there in the aisle. Probably the saddest thing I've ever seen in rock and roll ever.
That is pretty pathetic.
And that's my Ozzy story.
That's uplifting.